Today, we're talking about the Evergreen Health Master Facilities Plan. You're listening to Checkup Chat with Evergreen Health, and my guest is Dr. Amy Bider. She's the Chief Executive Officer at Evergreen Health. Dr. Bider, please give us a brief look back at the evolution of healthcare at Evergreen Health.
Thank you. In 1967, our community voted to form a public hospital district, and the community approved a bond levy to construct the original hospital. And that tradition of support has continued over the years in numerous ways. We have grown as the community has grown from our kind of beginnings as a small hospital to the thriving integrated health system that we are today. Our geographic footprint spans from Sammamish to Salton and from Kenmore to Duval. You know, through the years, the community has invested in us, the community trusts us, and the community has endorsed our care. One of the more recent examples of that investment is in 2004, when the community also supported a bond which funded the construction of a brand new emergency department on the Kirkland campus and the Silver Tower.
Please provide us with an overview of the next phase of your evolution, how that's going to expand and strengthen the health system to ensure an integral community resource.
That is so important. In 2015, the Evergreen Health Board created a new long-term master facilities plan utilizing insight, trend analytics, and third-party data to help us understand what the growing needs are of our community. The first phase of that master facility plan was actually completed in 2017. At that time, two new inpatient floors were built out in the Kirkland Silver Tower campus, and the Neuroscience Spine and Orthopedic Institute was constructed in the DeYoung Pavilion. At this point, we're now embarking on the second phase of that master facility plan, which will transform our campus here at Evergreen even more to help us continue to deliver exceptional care and service. And that is what our community knows and trusts us for. We intend to continue to meet the healthcare needs of our community into the future.
Please tell us about the upcoming bond measure, Dr. Bider, and the project Ever Healthy.
Well, on April 23rd, 2019, our community will have the opportunity to vote on a $345 million unlimited tax general obligation bond, or a UTGO construction bond. This supports that second phase of the master facilities plan I just spoke of. We are calling this Ever Healthy. Ever Healthy has four main areas of focus, and those four areas are seismic upgrades, an updated new critical care unit, renovation of the Family Maternity Center, and technology investment.
Tell us about some of the needs that will be addressed if the bond passes, and why is it so important to the community?
It is incredibly important for our community. The first area that I mentioned was disaster readiness and seismic retrofitting of the oldest portions of our hospital. We'll perform seismic strengthening to those core areas that were built in 1972 and to some of the parking structures. Our goal is to be continuously able to provide care to our community in the event of a seismic episode. The second area that Ever Healthy will focus on is critical care. It is so important to continue to be able to provide the best, most updated care to our community. We will construct a new critical care unit designed to support the best possible outcomes and experience for our patients. The unit will, we're planning the latest technology and enhanced space to accommodate family-centered care. The next area would be the Family Maternity Center. We will significantly refresh and expand our maternity center and continue our legacy as America's first baby-friendly hospital, and continue to support the growth in our community of young families. And then the last area is technology and infrastructure upgrades, and we will invest in technology systems and facility infrastructure upgrades that will make other projects a reality for us into the future.
What wonderful and important initiatives that you have. Dr. Bider, tell us about some of the designations you've received and the recognition from your peers and the industry.
Well, I cannot say enough about Evergreen Health. Evergreen Health is an award-winning organization and notably was named one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades for several years in a row. We are the first hospital in Washington State to earn a 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. And in addition, we were recognized locally by our community. We were recognized by 425 magazines as being the preferred hospital on the East Side. We are so proud of these awards, and truly they are really just a reflection of the incredible staff and physicians who dedicate themselves day in and day out to providing the best care to our patients in our community. Buildings and spaces like those that are part of EverHealthy provide the means for our teams to provide this incredible award-winning care.
It's great information. Dr. Bider, as we wrap up, where can the public learn more and summarize it for us? What would you like listeners to know about the project EverHealthy and healthcare in general at Evergreen Health?
Well, I would invite listeners to learn more about Evergreen Health through our website, but also to learn more about EverHealthy. I am so proud of being part of Evergreen Health, and we serve to enrich the health and well-being of every life we touch.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bider, for being on with us today and telling us about the project EverHealthy. For more information on the project, please visit evergreenhealth.com/everhealthy. That's evergreenhealth.com/everhealthy to learn more. Thank you so much again, Dr. Amy Bider, Chief Executive Officer at Evergreen Health. You're listening to Checkup Chat with Evergreen Health. For the latest advances in medicine, please visit evergreenhealth.com. That's evergreenhealth.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for tuning in.